Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the fourth season, because there's a fourth edition of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. I am your host, T. Morris, and joining me...
I'm Chuck Tomasi.
It has been not that long as a gap between book two and book three.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Only been a tiny gap, but man, there's been a lot of things that have changed. Chuck, how are you? How have you been in this downtime between editions?
These unusual times? Well, it gave us a lot more... time in front of the desk to write. That's
no business travel
going on.
And of course, you know, when I say downtime, for those of you who are into podcasting, you know that downtime is a relative term. It's been a crazy time here with what's going on with COVID-19 and with everything just changing. People coming in, people staying in. But one of the things that has changed for the better, I think, is the interest in podcasting. It feels like there are more people that are wanting to get into what is now the sheesh term, content creation. And podcasting, you know, it's funny when I hear people say, yes, I've been a content creator for 5 years. I'm like, well, F you, I've been a content creator for 15 years.
No, nobody uses the new media term anymore.
Nobody uses new media. Remember that? It was bad enough we had. Is it a podcast? No, it's a netcast. Is it?
It's a webcast.
Yes. It's new media. Ooh. Now I have a theory about that, Chuck, and track with me. You remember all those conversations, and for those of you who are watching on the stream, yes, we are now streaming these episodes. So if you catch on http://. I don't know why I threw in the //.
Jeez, Twitch.tv. You are an old timer.
I am an old man. Look, I ran a marathon. I ran a half marathon this morning. I don't think all the brain cells have quite recovered yet.
And then he comes back and does a marathon stream and podcast thing.
Because I'm an idiot. So if you go to twitch.tv/theTMonster, you will see us recording these episodes live, where we get a chance to take your questions in real time in the chat room. For those of you who are in the chat room, thank you very much for being here. We're going to wax philosophic for just a moment about some of the history behind podcasting, or what is now known, which is now considered one of the arms of content creation. That seems to be the catchphrase now, it's content creation. But back in the day, it was known as new media. I think that was what it was. There was portable media.
There was
new media.
Yeah. Portable and new media expo.
It was kind of ridiculous. But would you say, Chuck, that the reason why nobody uses the term new media more is because, and I do remember this, trad media, or, you know, old media. Yeah. Trad media. Do you like that one?
Well, what does that, was an acronym for something?
No. Trad. Because nobody wants to say traditional. So
oh,
it's
my
trad
goodness.
Media.
Right? Oh. Well, that one got by me and I'm glad.
It's like web liberty. When I was writing Discord for Dummies, I had a note from my technical editor, a guy by the name of Dan Finity. His name is at twitch.tv/Danfinity. And he said to me point blank in the notes, never use the word web liberty in my presence. Ever. He was so, I'll sometimes go on and go, hey, Dan, aren't you going to welcome this web liberty team monster? And he boots me out of the fire.
You sound like you have a speech impediment when you say that word.
I know, right? It's a web liberty. Elma Fudd. My name is Elma Fudd and I'm a web liberty.
Would you like to come to my webinar?
it's on womb. Anyway, would you say the reason why nobody uses the term new media is because...
Because not new.
Well, no. I was going to say it was because traditional media... And remember at the talk where people were saying, oh, podcasting is going to crash down the doors of trad media and traditional media and old school media. Now you log on And who is it that's put that's producing the podcasts? NBC, Discovery Channel,
NPR,
ABC, CBS. You know, I mean, what do you think? Do you think that is part of it? Is the reason why nobody uses the term new media? One, it isn't new, but also two, it's because traditional media kind of was like, we need to figure this out.
Yeah, it's an extension of, it's another avenue, it's another channel. And those of us that produce the content know that if you want to get the reach, you got to have more channels, whether right. It's how many directors you're listed on for your podcast, or if you're doing a newsletter, you should also be doing a podcast, or vice versa. You know, so it's a way to reach your audience, whether that's customers, clients, partners, vendors. It's all that and more. You are your own marketing campaign at this point. I mean, if you get into podcasting, you're going to learn something about marketing, whether you like it or not. Trust me.
Whether you wanted it or not, right. You have stepped into a war with marketing execs. I mean, I think in the years that you and I have been, so just to put it in perspective, chat, Technorama went live when?
May 1st, 2005.
2005. And I went live with Moravi in January of 2005.
Yeah, so I do have property that predates that by a few months. So that was originally just called Chuck Chat, but it broke off and became Freestyle and Technorama about 3-4 months later.
Right.
And
right.
So I tell people I've been podcasting since December of 2004, which puts me in the old school. You're in the old school.
Oh, I'm in the old school too. No. I still remember when I got the original email from my agent, and she said, "Does anybody out there know anything about this thing called podcasting?" And I was in the middle of podcasting my fantasy novel, and I said, "I might know a thing or two about it." And at that time, we signed on, being me and Evo Terra, signed on to do the first edition of Podcasting for Dummies. Then in 2008, the second edition came out. That was when Chuck came on board. And then there was this weird gap. There was this really weird gap. And it was like I want to say nearly 10 years. And I started getting royalty checks for this nearly 10-year-old tech book. So I call up Chuck and I go, "Chuck, have you noticed anything about podcast?" And I didn't realize this. Chuck was not getting royalty checks. Chuck had just been hired to come on, and he got paid a flat rate.
Yeah.
Well, we changed that for the third edition, just so you know. We did change that for the third edition.
And it's working.
And it is working. Yes, it is working. But Chuck said, "Wait, you're getting royalty checks? The book is nearly 10 years old." I'm like, "I know." So I then got in touch with Steve. That's actually Steve Hayes. He is he is our editor at our chief editor.
Wonderful guy.
Well, super duper guy. And Steve was like, "It's funny you should say this, because we started to notice that more copies of this 10-year-old book were flying off the shelves." And we were like, "Do you think it's time we updated the book?" And we were like, "Yes." Sweet Jesus, yeah. Yes.
From a technical from a technical standpoint, it made sense. From a financial standpoint, it made sense. Yeah. So, you know, if your ducks are in a row, shoot them.
Yeah. And the thing is, when the third edition of Podcasting for Dummies came out, apparently it was one of the biggest Renaissance titles that they've ever had in the history of the For Dummies history, which is pretty humbling when you think about all the different For Dummies books that have been out there. And now we're here. We're here on the fourth edition. But what have you been doing with yourself, Chuck? What have you been doing to yourself since the third edition? What's the podcast you're working on? What is it that you're doing? That sort of thing.
It's a big gray blur between home fun and work fun. It really is. Since 2017, I have taken on a new role at organization as a developer advocate. So I really get to exercise my technical skills and my production skills. I'm creating more content now than I have ever created before. The studio does not sit idle for more than a day, because I'm constantly doing something in here. Sunday night is Technorama. Monday and Thursday is a community live stream for work. Tuesday is a webinar. Wednesday is recording another podcast for fun. Friday is, I can't remember what Friday is. We do something on Friday. Saturday is a live karaoke session that I do. And then it's Sunday again. So there's always something going on. It's always fun, either preparing or executing on that content. I've launched a new podcast for work, so I can officially say I am podcasting for money. I mean, I'm getting paid to podcast. So that has worked out really well. We launched a new podcast in August of 2020. I work for a company called ServiceNow. We do enterprise software workflow management, and it is a platform that you can build applications on. I'm not going to go any deeper than that. Some of you who are listening know a deeper story than that. I'd be happy to share that with anyone who wants to listen. And I engage with our developers and our product managers. So I'm in this spot where I get to advocate, evangelize, entertain, you name it. If it starts with the letter E, I'm probably doing that in some way or shape or form between our product managers and our customers and our partners. So there's a lot of people out there building, and I'll show them everything from this crazy script idea to higher conceptual architecture. So, and bringing that to a live stream is a whole lot of fun because it gives you a whole new skill set about thinking on your feet and interacting with nobody, really. I mean, it's one thing to present to a room. It's another thing to present to a camera. So it's got a whole different skill set in there. And when you're the only one, like here, Tia and I can talk to each other, but when you're talking to yourself and you're looking at a chat every once in a while going, geez, I hope someone makes a comment. It's a whole lot of fun.
And that's going to be a topic for another time. We will actually have an entire show about podcasting, streaming, content creating to an audience of nobody, because it is something I don't think people think about when it comes to working with podcasting, with actually going live with your podcast. I actually was telling someone about, I was evangelizing streaming to another podcaster, and he said, I can't do it. And I said, why? And he said, because I don't want to start over again. I don't want to start at ground zero. I don't want to start with an audience of zero. I said, dude, that's your ego talking. And you got to check that at the door and just dive in.
Who are you doing this for? Are you doing this for you, or are you doing this for them? You know, that's really what it comes down to.
Exactly. And since we were talking about marketing, Chuck, what is the title of said podcast you do for fun?
For fun, I do one called Technorama. You can find that at chuckchat.com. I also do one with co-host from Technorama, Craig Stepp, and Clinton Alvord from Comedy Forecast. Here, I can help out with the bells here on this end.
There you go.
mine's a virtual bell, but it works nonetheless.
Right.
We do a show called The Topic is Trek. That's every other Wednesday or Thursday, whatever. It comes out on Fridays. I don't know when we produce it anymore. So that you can guess from the title, it's all about Star Trek. Technorama is really a nerd fun show. Science, sci-fi, geek humor. It's not off color, so it's a very tasteful.
It's very family friendly.
And you might learn something. You know, some famous person's birthday, you know, Nobel Prize winning scientist.
Whatever. I would describe it as a nerd Schoolhouse Rock.
Okay.
That's the best way to describe Technorama. It's the nerd Schoolhouse Rock.
I'm stealing that.
Feel free. So as for myself, I have, when we were at the third edition, I started a brand new podcast called Happy Hour from the Tower. For those folks who are regulars in here, you all know that Happy Hour from the Tower is a Destiny themed podcast. It is the first time I've ever done a gaming podcast. And the three of us, being myself, Nick Kelly, and Brandon Kelly, the three of us get together and we talk about the video game Destiny. And I also do with my wife the Shared Desk, and that's the co-writing podcast that we do together, and we talk about that. Real quick, I want to say you're welcome, Starman 8000. I'm not sure what for. I'm assuming it is for the writing of books like Twitch for Dummies and Podcasting for Dummies, and you're welcome. If you got it, really, if anybody has any questions about podcasting, where we're going with this, what we're starting up here, what do we have to look for in the fourth edition? A lot of the stuff we're going to be covering in later episodes, but we don't mind touching on it.
Side note when you're talking about that, I had a rather interesting encounter on Friday night. This past Friday, we were having a ServiceNow developer meetup for all of our developers in Texas, and had a wonderful turnout. And we were giving away door prizes for the most interesting question. And one guy snuck this one in. He said, "What kind of microphone are you using?" Had nothing to do with developer questions. I said, "Which one? I've got one in front of my face. I've got a shotgun off camera. I've got a lavalier sitting down there." I said, "Different mics for different things. I could talk to you for an hour just on microphones." But hey,
oh yeah,
podcasting for dummies.
It's all there. It's all there.
We're getting to that. So, we are going to talk microphones on this.
We are going to talk microphones. Right now, the first four episodes are we're getting our feet wet. We're reacquainting ourselves with the audience because remember, it has been roughly 3 years since season three. Yeah. And so Starman just told me that he apparently finished. I'm assuming he finished Twitch for Dummies. Again, thank you. Starman's going to read Discord for Dummies tonight. Again, thank you. And you're doing your first live. Starman's doing their first live stream today. So
outstanding.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Wow. He said he read it all last night at work. That's a hardcore. And here's the thing. As a writer, I've heard that where people will read a book in a night.
I can't do that.
I'm not one of those people. I think the most I've ever done is I've in one sitting, I probably did like 60 or 70 pages. And that's literally because I did not because I couldn't put the book down. I did not want to put the book down. It was John Scalzi's Red Shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Which if you guys have never had a discussion on the topic of Trek about Red Shirts, let me know when you have that conversation. Okay. I would love to come on and be a part of that. That would be a blast.
Making a note.
And yes, Sam, there is a Discord for Dummies. Again, written by yours truly. As a matter of fact, you'll get a kick out of this. So I was talking with Evo. I was talking with Evo Terra about he wanted to find out more about how we can incorporate this. And I'm talking about Discord and he's going, "Can you do that here? Can you do this? Can you?" And I just said, "Well, Evo, I could recommend a book called Discord for Dummies." He starts laughing. He goes, "Did you write that one too?" And I went, "Yeah." So I will say though, real quick, one more quick tangent. The thing about being an author though, is this is what you have to, if you ever have the chance to get your book published and get it out there to the public, it's awesome. Just mentally prepare yourself for this one thing. You will spend 6 months, 8 months, and in the case of fiction, maybe even 18 months editing, brushing up, working on that very first novel. And some yahoo will come up at a science fiction convention and go, "I read your book in 3 days. Here's what's wrong with it."
Be ready. Just be prepared for that.
Just be ready for that. Just be ready for that. And as far as nonfiction goes, especially when we're writing tech, that's the beauty of what we're doing right here. You know, having an open conversation, opening it up to the public, because I'm the first one to tell you, if you are enjoying Twitch for Dummies, thank you. Thank you. Namaste, bitches. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. That being said, I know I'm going to be the first one to tell you there's a lot that has changed between January 2019 and October 2020 Twitch.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing that Chuck and I also touched on. We know as soon as the book is out, there's going to be stuff that has changed. So what we try to do is we try to do podcasts. We try to do a stream. We're trying to do everything to keep the book relevant without trying too hard to make it relevant. And one of the ways we're doing that.
Yeah. We got the blog and now we've got Discord channels.
Right. We got Discord channels as well. And I love the fact, Starman, that you took notes. Thank you very much. That's also intimidating as crap. Thank you again very much. But thank you, Bellsmart, for the shout out about Discord for Dummies. I do appreciate that as well. But that's what I have been doing in between Podcasting for Dummies and the third edition and the fourth edition. Fourth edition, we actually do a very quick dive, not a deep dive. That's Twitch for Dummies. But in the fourth edition of Podcasting for Dummies, we go into a quick dive into streaming. Streaming, in my opinion, has, and I cleared this with Chuck before we started going in there, but we basically took out everything about video podcasting and we put streaming in its place because we really found there is a marriage. There is a beautiful marriage between streaming and podcasting. And it is kind of backpedaling because in the third edition, we were like, "Look, young whippersnappers, if you're streaming, you're not podcasting.
If you don't have an RSS feed, you don't have a podcast." You know.
Exactly. We drew that line in the sand. We're like, we will go no further. Now we're like, yeah.
Times change. Podcasting. Technology changes.
Times change.
Attitudes change.
Old dog, new tricks. Ran a half marathon today. Back off. Anyway.
So but, one of the questions that we had when we were discussing this prior, you know, we got together last week and said, hey, what do we want to talk about? And one of the things we wanted to tell you is why we do what we do.
And it's the same thing about what we do when we're streaming. Along with a shared desk, along with Happy Hour from the Tower, I have been building a stream. And I'm the first one to say, it's not a huge stream. I'm not pulling in the Pokimane, the Dr. Lupo, or the Ninja numbers. I know that. And honestly, I don't care. I love doing this. I love Yep. podcasting. I love streaming. I love the process of content creation. And it's something that I know that Chuck and I have talked about repeatedly in Podcasting for Dummies. I think the most you'll hear us talk about in a word that begins with P outside of podcasting and Podcasting for Dummies is passion. So where does that passion come from for you, Chuck?
Mine comes from learning and sharing. That it always has been there. If I look back on my entire life, not just my career, but going back into grade school, I was always passionate about learning something. And if I knew something that I felt was valuable to others, I would share it. In school, it was, you know, through secret messages, encoded messages with my geek friends. Or I remember one instance in fifth grade, we were learning Cartesian coordinates and most of the class wasn't getting it. And the teacher couldn't get her point across. She said, "What is there someone who could help explain this?" And I raised my hand and I went up to the whiteboard. I think that was my first public presentation at the tender age of about 10. So the class got it. So I went, hey, there might be something here. Now, obviously, I wasn't podcasting back in the 70s, but that same thread comes through every day. When I learn something new on our software platform, I make a note. I go, hey, that's future content. You know, that's something I can either use as a tip or a full-blown episode or something. There's something in there. Why I do that, and same kind of thing with Podcasting for Dummies. We are not the people you're going to see at these big podcast conventions. For whatever reason, no. They just never, you know, asked us. And frankly, that's okay, because there's no conventions right now anyway.
Exactly.
So, but we do this. We said we're going to do a fourth edition because it's time to refresh. It's doing well. We want to make sure that those who are interested, we didn't know COVID was coming when we first started this whole venture earlier in 2020, but it worked out well. And we want to make sure that the people who are interested in starting a podcast have that latest and greatest information at their fingertips. Because like you said, a lot has changed since 2017, not as much as the 9-year gap before that, but it makes sense to get you the latest information. The book will be out November 3rd, 2020. If it's already out, thank you very much for going and checking it out in your favorite bookstores or online services anywhere.
So remember, on November 3rd, if you haven't done it early, go vote. And then go out to your local bookstore and pick up a copy of Podcasting for Dummies.
Or read it in line. I want to see someone with a picture in line while they're waiting to vote.
Oh, and they're reading Podcasting for Dummies. That would be dope.
Epic.
That would be so dope. So as far as I'm concerned, when I got into this, my reason for podcasting was originally done. Are there Dutch? Oh, Bellsmart asks, are there Dutch translations? Ooh, that is a good question. We will have to ask like how many languages
that's
the Dummies
question.
Books get translated into. Because it's the For Dummies line and they are very strict about how they handle the branding of it. I mean, I've never seen a For Dummies title like translated into French or translated into German. I'd love to, but I would. We'll have to get back to you on that one, Bellsmart. That's a good question. But the main reason I do what I do, when I first started doing Moravi, I literally did it as a marketing stunt. I did it because I had a sequel coming out, and I said, you know what? I'm going to podcast a novel from chapter to chapter, and then we'll see what happens. And then I suddenly found out this is kind of fun. So then I started doing the Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy. And then I started to find out I'm doing this as a celebration. I've always been that kind of geek. If I find something that I love doing, I want to share that joy with the world.
Yeah.
Which is why when I see when we do the shared desk, it's a celebration of writing with my wife, writing in general, just you know, creating worlds with words. And then with Podcasting for Dummies, it really was, you know, hey, look, let's take the book to the next level. And with Happy Hour from the Tower, it is three knuckleheads, and usually we drag in a fourth friend who has been into Destiny, and we go, so what did you do that was cool today? You know? And it was really interesting because in the last episode of Happy Hour, we started talking about the accessibility of the game, because the special guest we had is legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
And so he looked at Destiny, pardon the pun, he looked at Destiny from an accessibility point of view. But then the second half of the show kind of went on this weird tangent about the gaming industry and how we're worried that the gaming industry is suffering from burnout, or will suffer from burnout, because they're constantly demanding content. And it's like, look, when you start creating content just for content's sake, and for those of you who love this game, mazel tov, but you get a game like Fortnite, where they start creating content for content's sake, and the content is no longer meaty, or it just feels like hollow content.
Yeah.
And really, what was funny about that was that the like 2 days after that show went live, PC Gamer ran an article about the harsh reality of game development, and they were talking about exactly what we were talking about 2 days prior. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. With podcasting, for me, it's always been about celebrating the joy of something. So, Starman, you say you're nervous. Don't be. If you are passionate, if you believe in what you're doing, if your heart's in it, the audience will pick up on it, and eventually they will find you. That doesn't mean you can't market. That doesn't mean you can't go on social media, talk about when episodes go live. I do it all the time. So does Chuck. And it's something you have to do when you start to get into this. And we're going to talk about that in the next episode. Next episode, where we're going to ask that, we're going to try to answer that question. So you want to start a podcast.
Yep.
Where do you begin? That's going to be our next episode. But right now we need to wrap it up. Thank you all for joining us for this first episode of the fourth season of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. We appreciate you being here. Remember, you can be part of the fun by coming to every recording session that we do at HTTP. I don't have to do HTTP at twitch.tv. At twitch.tv/ the T Monster. You can also drop us voicemail, a WhatsApp message, if you will, at 703-791-1701. You can also go to podcastingfordummies.com and drop us something in the comments, a note or anything like that. Just reach out and talk to us. We would love to talk back. So on behalf of Chuck, thank you very much. From all of us here at Imagine That Studios, pod on.